peace and love, peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Hello and welcome to episode number 83 of Good Things Radio. This is the very last show until Christmas. My name is Brooke Taylor. Thank you for being a part of the show. On this episode number 83, a gift to you. A big thank you for being here, for supporting the show. We have a $25 Amazon gift card. So that's right, $25 gift card, a little contest we're going to do. I'm super excited that it worked out. I think my only regret is that I wasn't able to give you this opportunity earlier, that maybe you could have applied it to Christmas gifts. But God's timing's perfect. It's a way to say thank you. I'm not going to make you jump through any hoops to win this. It's just a little simple contest. And we're going to do that coming up on the show before the end of this episode. Also, preparing for the last few days until Christmas. Here we go. We've got some gift ideas coming up, but this really is the home stretch, the final few days, and we want to make it count. So we're going to get ready from a gift perspective, from a spirit perspective, which is what really matters, and kind of go back to the foundation of why we observe the holiday. Also, a follow-up on the last episode, the question about my new interest. Yesterday, I actually took an 8-hour class and subsequent written exam, shooting test to obtain my CHL, my concealed handgun license. I have to tell you, I was so amazed by the class makeup and demographic of people. There were about 20 people in my class, all different ages, from an elderly couple down to a father-daughter. The daughter looked like she had just turned 21. Many African-American women that were just beautiful, put together, to a man next to me that was Indian. And not that any of that matters. It's just, I guess when you go into something like that, you might have a preconceived expectation. I thought there might be a lot of guys in general. And that was not the case. It was really interesting. It was really eye-opening. It was pretty intense, but I passed. I feel a big sense of accomplishment. And we're going to talk a little bit about that on the show. And as I kind of backtracked and looked at how long I've been kind of studying this, it's been intensely for about the last 6 weeks. And on the last episode, if you didn't hear the show, I go into the why. Why do I even care? Why does obtaining a CCW really matter? And me, as a mom of five, a woman with no law enforcement experience or martial arts or anything else, why does it matter as a Christian? Should it be even coming into the picture, coming into play? I answered that question on the last episode. You responded, and I want to thank you for that and also share some of the fantastic insights, the emails and feedback that you took the time to share. So we're going to get into that on the show as well and just engage in the discussion. Thank you. And on the show, we're going to talk about peace. For some of us, that seems to be an elusive gift that we may have been given, but we just can't unwrap it and enjoy it. And Father Nathan has some really good words of wisdom about that, how we can do that in these final days leading up to the Feast of the Nativity. So if you would join me in prayer, let's begin as we kick off. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Holy God, Emmanuel, we know, and it might be very tempting to wish that we could run away to a monastery and away from the commercialization, the hectic hustle, the demanding family responsibilities of Christmas time. Then we would have a holy Christmas with nothing else crowding you out, Lord. But perhaps this is an opportunity here where we are to not forget the mystery, the lesson of the incarnation, the enfleshing of God, the lesson that we who are followers of you, Jesus, do not run from the secular. Rather, we try to transform it. Help us to make holy the secular aspects of Christmas, just as the early Christians baptized the Christmas tree by being holy people, kind, patient, generous, loving, laughing, no matter how maddening the Christmas rush. Lord, help us to transform the Christmas season into a holy hymn of hallelujah, rejoicing, even in sadness, even in hurt and loss, loneliness and lack, knowing that was the physical state of the Holy Family, but also the great truth that things are not always what they seem, that you comfort us, you shower us with blessings and surround us in your light. Help us to hear the angels singing this Christmas and to embrace the simple things. Amen. And that prayer, by the way, written in part by Father Andrew Greeley from 1981, but it's timeless.
Well, the mail must go through. The mail must go through. No matter if it rains or snows, the mail must go through. I said the mail.
Hello, it's Christina. I just finished listening to the latest podcast about your new hobby. How exciting for you just to educate yourself and to find that you're just drawn into this in such a discerning way. You've prayed about it, you've educated yourself, and checked in with Father Nathan, which I think is always good. And I just think it's so beautiful that you were vulnerable enough to open up to all of us and let us know what's going on in your life, just so personally, because that is very personal. I think it's a very personal decision to want to carry a firearm. But like you said, the degrees are so varying. Some people grew up and, you know, since young childhood have been exposed to that. I think it depends where you live. I think, you know, and it depends about your life experiences. You know, my life experience, you know, coming from an abusive marriage, and my ex-husband did have guns in the house, and they were used in a threatening way. And so that really scares me. And it's just not on my radar, something that I want to do. However, I can really respect your reasoning. And you did open up my heart a little bit to say, hey, but maybe this is something that I need to face. And maybe this is something I need to educate myself about, for all the exact reasons that you said. Our world is different. And I am like those mothers that were on, that you know, the clips you put on, you know, by myself a lot, and, you know, out and about with my kids. And so it is definitely something that I will continue to pray about. And I just really think that, you know, this is the format that is just amazing, that we can be this community of women and, you know, and men and listeners and, you know, followers of Christ, and to come together and support one another in no matter what we're doing or thinking, or, you know, even if it's not something we 100% say, oh, I want to do that too, but we can, you know, pray for each other on this journey and where we're going. And so thank you so much for opening up about that, and happy Advent. I hope that it's just a beautiful time of waiting for your family, and that the Christmas season just brings just wonderful joy for you. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Wow, Christina, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for sharing your life experience. And I think that it's a perspective and a voice that really needed to be represented. So thank you so much for offering that. And I agree. I agree with everything that you said, and particularly looking at the aspect of domestic violence and knowing that when something is used to be suppressive and intimidating, that why in the world would you ever want to then have a curiosity and learn about it? And I think there's a lot of different philosophical aspects that you can turn over on it. I guess for me, one of the things that I learned in just the class yesterday, and it was very keep to yourself, we're there to learn, serious business, but here and there through conversations, you can pick up different things, get to know a few of the people in your class, and just knowing the percentage of women like you who have had a bad experience like that, but knowing I'm going to take away the component that makes me a victim. Not saying that that's you, your mentality, or anything like that, but knowing I can either learn about it and become empowered, or I can just say I don't want to have anything to do with it. And both are probably fine. But I know for me, what I've learned is that God has not given me a spirit of fear, so I don't want to be afraid of anything. And again, if you would go back to the last podcast, if you haven't heard the whole reasoning up to this, you'd be missing a lot if you're just dropping in this particular episode, because when it comes to being a CCW, when it comes to firearms in general at all, the Second Amendment, it will always, as it has been, be a controversial topic, especially if you are outside of the United States. The United States is a country that was founded with guns in the fabric. That was part of our revolution. That's part of our story. It was amended in our Constitution. No other country in Europe has that history. Just guns weren't around when they were founded and established. So that's kind of number one, to set that aside and put that over on a shelf over here. And then to go back to what you were saying, Christina, you know, that's, I think, what people could say. I know that's how I felt about homeschooling. I was so afraid. And the more that I learned and discovered, I thought, well, what in the world am I afraid of? Now, again, I don't want to equate firearms to homeschooling. And I know that you know, you're smart enough who are listening to know that I'm not doing that. But I'm saying that anytime there's an unknown, it's really easy to attach a fear to it. And when it comes to something as serious as firearms, I think, to be honest, and I'll even go so far to say this, when I was sitting in that class, anyone who has gone through RCIA, which is the process to learn your Catholic faith and to become initiated as a member of the Roman Catholic faith, it is truly transformative. And I remember when I went with my husband as a sponsor, I had grown up Catholic my entire life, but I thought every Catholic should be required to go through this because you learn so much. And I think when you're of an age of reason and a certain age as an adult, you absorb it. You're able to comprehend it more, at least for me, than when I first learned it as a little one. And I think I felt that way at the CCW class yesterday. We had, number one, such a fantastic instructor, but he walked through the laws with us. He walked through different scenarios that, God forbid, we might find ourselves in, whether or not we're armed or have any self-defense skills or not. What would you do? And that is never a bad thing to think about and respond, and then therefore be more aware of your surroundings so that you can be someone who is safe yourself. You're teaching your children to be aware of their surroundings and be safe too, let alone the operational factor of a firearm. So we're going to get into that a little bit later. But I think the whole point of that is that I do believe that there's an element of fear that is removed then. When you say, I don't need to be afraid of this, you're not going to scare me with this, you're not going to intimidate me. And by the way, if anyone has even been convicted of a misdemeanor with domestic violence, at least in the state of Ohio, they cannot even own a firearm, let alone be around it or a CCW. So, but I so appreciate your voice. And again, just think that it was something that really needed to be shared. Thank you, Christina. Also wanted to share an email from Jeannie. She is a first-time emailer from New York City. Thank you. Thank you, Jeannie. This is what she says. She says, I was amazed when you spoke about women and guns. I have become used to people around me in New York City where I live being very anti-gun. I grew up 11 miles from Lake Ontario in upstate New York. My dad was an avid Civil War reenactor and Civil War gun shooter. The shooting was part of a group called the North South Skirmish Association. It was a competitive shooting of period firearms in authentic uniforms. I love that, Jeannie. She says, fast forward to 2011 when my brother moved closer to me in Allentown, PA, and got back into the NSSA. I went to watch and felt like I had gone home to an extended family. I began learning and practicing with my husband and sons the next year. I joined in 2013, and I love it. Last fall, the organization celebrated 25 years of women as full members of the organization by having a two-event team competition, women only. We had 88 women, 11 teams. We had a blast. You are not the only one out there that enjoys the shooting sports. I find that being able to clean and care for my own gun helps decrease the fear and increase the competence. There it is. It also increases the safety. You may like to come and see a skirmish in person. The Midwest region of the NSSA is based in Ohio, and there are many shoots over the summer. We have a national website with the schedules and also videos of the shoots. I enjoy listening. I tend to be a lurker. Know that I continue to keep and pray for your intentions. God bless you, Jeannie. And a lurker, if you don't know, by the way, is someone who is there in the background, but they don't necessarily engage. And that is absolutely fine. To know you're there means so much. And thank you for taking the time to reach out. And I am absolutely going to check that out. We have a Civil War reenactment near us in a city called Zor. It's a historical town, and we love to go. You know, the old muskets and the gunpowder and just the uniforms and the history that comes to life. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you for that. I am not a long gun shooter, but I would love to learn. And that's the thing. I mean, there's so much physics, thermodynamics, the force and mass, kinetics, history, science behind shooting. And someone who knows about that is our resident LEO, law enforcement officer Vicky, our Cleveland cop, and she also has some feedback.
Hi, Brooke. This is Vicky, and I wanted to commend you on taking the time and effort to thoroughly research and prepare yourself in your pursuit of a CCW license. I would also like to invite your listeners who are interested to contact me if they would like to go to a shooting range to learn about firearm safety and be more comfortable around firearms, either because they have an interest in possibly pursuing a CCW license or just to further their knowledge. My email is PSKI ATT.net if anyone would like to contact me. Keep up the good work. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Okay, well, thank you. So there you have it, Vicki, because I think like anything, you know, we had talked a little bit about finding a spiritual director a few episodes before, and that was a big question that I heard over and over after that episode was, how do I find one? Where do I even start to look? I know that I need one. It's something that I've thought about for a long time. Where would one go to find a spiritual director? Because our priests are so in demand as it is. And I think the same thing could be said for, okay, I want to learn maybe to shoot a gun, or I want to learn about firearms. Maybe I don't mean to parallel the two. I know they're both very different, but I also think it's the same thing. Unless you have a husband or someone that you know that's very involved and very knowledgeable, it's hard to just go and show up because it is and can be really intimidating. And especially when you learn from a woman, you know, women have different size hands. There's just kind of, we're different. She is a great one to learn from. So if you're interested, thank you for extending the invitation, Vicki. God bless you. And again, if you want to leave feedback, it is always open and available and ready and waiting for you. Feedback at goodthingsradio.com is the way to send an email. Also on Voxer, it's just Brooke Taylor and the number one. You can leave a voice message that way as well. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to share your feedback on that topic. Okay, so here we go. I know this is kind of a day late, a dollar short, but I wanted to at least get this in there for any last minute gift ideas. And so I'm just going to kind of go through these quickly. Just some general ideas that I found. Couple of gifts. One book is called Real Men Pray the Rosary. I've not read this. A friend of mine recommended it, though. It drills down into the power of the rosary as a spiritual weapon that yields tremendous graces when it's prayed, especially by the head of the household. So for a man, a head of the household, a husband, even a son, a teenager who's saying, I don't know why we have to pray the rosary, this is recommended. Again, it's called Real Men Pray the Rosary, and it challenges men at the end of the book to pray the rosary for 33 days, and it explains why. So that's one. And to emphasize that number 33, there's also a new Bible study out. It's a men's Bible study. It's called Authentic Manhood, and it's a video series. So it's interactive. It's a multi-volume series, and it gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus in his 33 years, and it's called 33, the series. Father Nathan sent this to me, so I pulled up one of the trailers. This is from volume one. Wanted to have you take a listen to it.
Imagine with me for a moment what could be. Imagine a world where men lead in their marriages, where men lead in raising their children, where men lead in protecting those who are weak and oppressed. It is the most important journey you could possibly be on.
Is there anything this world needs more than a bold movement of men to step up and be men?
When you look across our own lives, we can see that there's a deficit there. And there's a great need for men to rise up and be the men they've been called to be.
We're just not going to pull that out of the air. We're going to look at our model and the 33 years that Jesus lived on this earth.
Is that great or what? So it's authenticmanhood.com. That is the actual website. And the 33 volume kit. And the kit, it's volume one is a DVD. It's a kit. It's a digital video download bundle. It comes with, I'm just going to read it right here, 6 sessions. And the categories are this: manhood realities, create and cultivate, manhood definition, king warrior, lover friend, and seasons. It's $90, but again, you get that whole bundle, or you can break it down. If you just want the training guide, it's $14.95. If you want just the DVDs, that's $74.95. Best value, though, is for everything. And it goes up to 6 volumes. So it goes a man in his story, a man in his traps, a man in his work, a man in his marriage, a man in his fatherhood. And again, it's 6 volumes. It's all about a Bible study that you can do in the comfort of your home. If you have a busy guy in your life and you know he can't join a group, or if you have a guy that wants to get together with other men, this is a great opportunity. So again, it's called AuthenticManhood.com. It, I think, would be not only a great Christmas gift, but an epiphany gift. It's a new year. This is a great gift. You can't give a gift greater than faith, as we talk about all the time. So there you go. Also, another idea for us, my oldest son at least, is of the age where he and his dad and my son, who's going to be a teenager in February, I have another boy, my 12-year-old Grant, he's going to be 13 on Valentine's Day. I can't believe it. But they
both, if not all three of them, could do the Bible study together. So if you have kids, boys of a certain age, maybe it could be a manhood thing within the home that they do. So just some ideas. Again, it's AuthenticManhood.com. I also want to link you up in the show notes to a website, and it's called 50 Books That Every Catholic Should Read. It's from a website called List Challenges. So it's basically a place where users put together lists. And I actually thought this list was pretty good. I'm just going to mention a few. Number one on the list is the Bible, and then Catechism of the Catholic Church. So I think that everyone could probably agree on that. Then Confessions with St. Augustine, City of God, also written by St. Augustine. That one for me is a little tough, just like Confessions. They're not light reading, but very necessary. So you've got that one. Also the Didache, which I've not read. Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. I happen to think it's an easy read. I love it. It's one of my all-time, all-star favorite books in the library for our family. So I definitely would recommend that one. Orthodoxy by G.K. Chesterton. Life of Christ, Fulton Sheen. Neither one of those I've read. Story of a Soul by St. Thérèse of Lisieux. Absolutely recommend that. Interior Castle, The Interior Castle by St. Teresa of Avila, which is a spiritual classic masterpiece. Again, I think one of those that you almost need, at least for me, a notepad as you read it. I've never made my way all the way through it, but it is an absolute gem. Sayings of the Desert Fathers is in there. Humanae Vitae, again, a classic. Divine Comedy is in there. Jesus of Nazareth by Benedict XVI. The Imitation of Christ. Joan of Arc. Personal Recollections by Joan of Arc. Also one that I want, because there's 50 in here, so I'm not going to go through the whole list. But one of them is He Leadeth Me. It's by Father Walter Sizek. It's a book that Father Nathan loves, recommends, that my mom read and raved about. I got in and thumbed through. I haven't read it. And now that my manuscript's turned in, at least for now, I'm expecting some revisions to come back before Christmas. So we'll see what happens. But I have time to read. So I would recommend those. And I will link up because, again, there are 50. If you're looking for that person who just needs a really good Catholic book, I'll link that up on the show notes and you can take a look at all 50. So there you go. I hope that helps. If you have any last minute gift ideas or, again, Epiphany, because I think that's a good thing, too. And if you want to add any to the pot, if you want to suggest any, just go to feedback@goodthingsradio.com, as well as, again, Voxer, Brooke Taylor, and the number one. Okay, so here we go. Here's the contest. Before we wrap up the show, this is the biggie here. And as I promised, I am not going to make you jump through any hoops. So it's a $25 Amazon gift card. And all we're going to do in return for the contest is if you would share with me a time when you felt God's peace. It is one of the biggest, most well-known Christmas hymns. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. And then, of course, the chorus, sleep in heavenly peace. And this time of year, it seems, as we talked about in the beginning of the show, that peace can be an elusive thing. And as we begin the new year, because this will be the last show for 2016, I want to start the new year with some really good takeaways, reminders, and evidence of God's peace in our life. To a great degree, this is what my book is about. It's about praising God. It's about finding peace in the midst of a storm. And maybe for you, it was just a moment where you were sitting in your car and you had to go outside of the house because your kids were driving you nuts. And there was God's grace in the midst of that, whether it was a beautiful moon and you could feel the breeze and the peace of God filled your heart. Or maybe it was when someone was passing away and you were there at their bedside and the feeling of peace that came. Or maybe it was in the middle of something and you had unshakable peace as things swirled around you. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be elaborate. We just want to hear from you. And one random person is going to be selected to receive a $25 Amazon gift card. Couple ways that you can participate in this contest. You can send an email, feedback@goodthingsradio.com. You can also reach out on our Facebook page. If you haven't liked our page yet, just go to Facebook, Good Things Radio, like the page, leave a comment. We will receive all of that, collect those. And it's kind of a win-win for everybody. We get to share them back on the show. And hopefully as we begin the year and we start 2017, I can't believe I'm already saying that, that we can have a good solid footing knowing that whatever is to come in the year ahead, that God's peace is with us, that Emmanuel remains with us and in us and surrounding us. And so that's number one. And one lucky person is going to win $25 and you can get some of those books on the 50 list or anything else that you might need from Amazon. So that's it. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, feedback@goodthingsradio.com. send an email, shoot us a message on Facebook. Those are the ways that you can participate. And Voxer. Yes, I can't forget that. Brooke Taylor, the number one. That's also an easy way. If you want to leave a quick Voxer, it doesn't even need to be quick. Who cares? So just leave the message and let me know a time that you felt God's peace. Hopefully, I trust that it will bless others. And I think it's a blessing, too, when we are able to sit and think about, gosh, God is so good. And the ways sometimes that his life goes by so fast, we can forget. We can forget that he brought us peace. And so that's what Christmas is about, is remembering the source of our peace, the source of our light and our love. And that's how I want to wrap up the show today. I first want to just say Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. Thank you for journeying another year with Good Things Radio and all the ups and downs that your year has brought. I pray that your Christmas season is truly rich and full and overflowing. And Father Nathan is going to kind of take us home with a Padre in your pocket about peace.
Padre.
Father Nathan, with another Padre in your pocket, we are coming near Christmas, the birthday of Christ, the Prince of Peace. And as we hear about all the unrest in our country, we hear of all of this, the unrest in our souls at different levels. We kind of need to, I think, reawaken the fact that we can be the peace that Christ has sent to the world. And as members of his body, we are called to be that peace. It's not a question of whether or not, you know, Jesus will suddenly just bring peace to the world. He has brought peace in and through his cross, and he's entrusted that peace to his church, that is his body, to distribute and to give in his name to this world. And that means that if we want peace in our homes, we need to actuate the grace of Christ crucified, King of Peace, and actuate it in our own lives by the faith, the hope, and the charity in our souls. So how do I do that? Well, I do that by, first of all, removing myself from the drama. A lot of times the reason why there's no peace is because we are the ones fighting. You know, we don't want to admit it, but it's true. We are bitter, we are hurt, we are wounded, and then we wonder why there's no peace. Well, we need to, first of all, take that bitterness, that woundedness, that hurt to Jesus, and bring it to him in forgiveness, bring it to him in adoration. And once we're able to let go of the drama inside, then we are able to become an instrument of that peace to others. The first step, remove yourself from the drama. You're not an interested party in this fight. Second, once you're removed from the drama, then you make an act of adoration to your God, where you lift up the drama in the hearts of others in an internal prayer. And once you've done that, then you go forth and you look for concrete ways to bring that peace. And usually, my friends, it's through love. And love is not always spoken in terms of religious piety. Sometimes we can be too much about that, reminding them about this or that aspect of a religious practice, when what they need is a cup of coffee, what they need is a break from the kids, when what they need is a gift card to a new gift in the world that they will actually bring peace to their senses and to their bodies and to their tired souls. So those three steps, you remove yourself from the drama, you lift up the drama in the hearts of others, and then you bring peace by an act of love. I think that this is really the action that we need to be taking on Facebook, we need to be taking with our friends in conversation, we need to be taking in the phone calls that we receive. Remember that your mission is to bring the peace that Christ gave the earth into real effect in the lives of your friends. And this way, the Prince of Peace will truly reign. I'm with you all, and I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a very, very holy and sacred time of year. God bless you.
She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and in the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear.
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Messiah and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those to whom his favor rests." That favor rests on you and on me from Syria to Sudan and every corner of this earth. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Until next time, friends, Merry Christmas and God bless you.